Okay, here's a story. Maybe it's apocryphal, maybe it's not. There's really no way to verify it, but it goes like this. It's 1973, and a Mississippi high school basketball All-Star game has just ended. But the officials have a problem. Player A has 21 points. Player B has 21 points. Player A has 14 rebounds. Player B has 14 rebounds. The officials don't know who deserves the MVP trophy. So Player A says to Player B, "You take the trophy. I've got my sights set on the NBA." The man who claims to be Player A is Billy Ray Bates, and he did eventually make it to the NBA. After being drafted by the Houston Rockets in 1978, he bounced around in the CBA for a couple of years before finally debuting with an NBA team, and he was spectacular for a while. But off-the-court problems kept him from ever living up to his promise. Billy Ray Bates tells us that story in his own words.
"I'm 60 years old now. Time just flew by. And before you know it, it's all over and done. It's hard for me to look back on my career now because it's so painful. I had it all in the palm of my hand, and I let it slip away. I'm a native of Mississippi. I went to college in Kentucky and got lucky and got drafted to the Houston Rockets. That's basically who Billy Ray Bates is. I love basketball. I love going to church. I think I was dunking in the seventh grade. I was basically the shortest guy around, and all of a sudden I shot up like Kobe. I had the ability to just jump around like a deer. I was really Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. I played basketball for like 35 years. I played more than Michael Jordan. I played more than Kobe. I played more than all of them. I played in Switzerland, Uruguay, France, Italy, Philippine basketball, PBA, NBA, CBA. I done played everywhere. Got picked up by the Portland Trailblazers. And that was my big debut. It was, I got off the plane, it was so many cameras in my eyes. I panicked. I was like, "Wow, what are you guys doing here? Oh, we need to interview you, Mr. Bates." Oh, my God. It took me an hour to get out of the airport. It was a lot to Gasper. You know what I mean? You can have anything you want. I had to pay for nothing to go in a restaurant. "Oh, Billy, no, you ain't got to pay. You okay?" I was like, "Wow, I got the key to the city." You know what I mean? I could have played there 10 years and been successful. But at the rate I was going and the people that I let into my life just shot the fame right out from under me. Some bad things started to happen off the court. It just seemed like the wrong people was coming into my life and they was trying to lead me down the wrong path. And some of them did. Things got out of hand. I wish I would have never had that drink, that first one. That first one was the wrong choice. I think I had my share of being a sociable drinker, and it did affect my career. I think people overreacted. And then if you see a guy sitting at the restaurant, you know what I mean, and he's sitting there with some drinks, he got some friends sitting there, it doesn't mean he's an alcoholic. It just means that he's having a good time. You know, he's being sociable. You know what I mean? When you say 12 o'clock, I get scared of that. I was cut from the Houston Rockets at 12 o'clock. I cut from the 76ers at 12 o'clock. I was cut from the Blazers at 12 o'clock. I'm like, "Man, what's going on here?" It was rough. But after I got cut, released from the Portland Trailblazers, my agent, Steve Kaufman, called me and he said, "I got you another contract in the Philippines." And he said, "This is a good place for you to be." I said, "Well, as long as money's coming in, I go play anywhere." I went over there, averaged like 50 points a game, became a national hero. Oh, my first game, I scored 64 points. and turned the gym completely out. Well, it was this one writer. He was a good friend of all the players. After the game, we used to go back to the quarters. That's where all the players live. So we all go back there, and we sit down at the table, and they bring us all kind of food out and everything. And then he looked at me, and he said, he said, Black Superman. I said, oh. He said, that's going to be your name. Anybody, you go over to the Philippines and ask him, do you know this guy named Billy Ray Bates? They call him the Black Superman. And they'll tell you, yeah, we know him. He's the best basketball player we ever seen. Yeah, that's how I got my name. I made a big mistake back in 1998. I was up under influence. I wasn't under the influence of drugs. I was under the influence of alcohol. I had two jobs. I had a car. We had just moved to the new condominium. It was on a Sunday. I said, I'm going to play the lottery. The lottery machine is down. So I go across the street. It was down. I said, well, you know what? It's a nice sunny day. It's 80 degrees. Maybe I walk down the road to my friend's house. That was the devil telling me, come on, you just don't see what's going to happen to you. So instead of me going back home right then, I made the wrong choice. I bought a drink. I let somebody put an idea in my head.
You were trying to rob the place, right? The store?
I let some young people talk me into doing that. And what I realized is when I got out there in the middle, they were nowhere around. And by me and that devil that I was drinking got me in trouble. And I apologize to the business, and I apologize to the kid that was there. I didn't kill anybody. A guy got a nick on his ear, and I got 7 years. So I just try to keep it moving and hope that nobody brings that up anymore. I hope nobody brings that up anymore, you know what I mean? Oh, my God. You're branded. You're branded because it was criminal. And that's one of the reasons why I can't get the job I want today. And I know now that if I would have turned around and went back home that day, my life would have been different. I would have landed a great job in the NBA. I would have had a great coaching job somewhere, you know what I mean? I could have been that great guy, but I always get labeled as a bad guy. But my wife still loves me. My daughter still loves me. My grandson loves me to death. My daughter told me, she said, you know what you need to do? I said, yeah, give me some ideas. She said, you need to just turn into a nerd. You know, you just sit home, you don't do nothing. You know what I mean? You're a couch potato. And that's what I do here. I'm waiting just like everybody else to see how the story going to play out. But trust me, there won't be no more trouble. Especially with the law. When I see the police, I turn around and go the other way. I go, Black Superman. He's out of there.
That's former NBA player Billy Ray Bates. Our story was produced by Karen Given and mixed by George Hicks in collaboration with Sports Illustrated, who profiled Billy Ray Bates in the 2016 Where Are They Now issue, available now. We'll be bringing you more stories from Sports Illustrated's Where Are They Now special issue in the next few weeks, but you can hear them first at si.com/WATN.